Shalom to all. Today we're with Sachas Kalim Parachof Hey Mishtachas Mishnatas. And today's Mishnah Sabrina Lumbus Chosas Bas Rachol Shish Bezach Refrain Josiva Gahagon Bikar of Mamesh. Now, previous Mishnah we brought a brand new din in regards to this discussion of Achiraim and Toich of a Kli, and that is based Tzviya. On the outside of a Kli, very often instead of putting a handle, they would make a notch. That's the based Tzviya. It's like a finger notch that a person places their hand or their fingers inside to hold the Kli. And we had said that that has a different din than the Achar. So if the Achar became Tame, the based Tzviya is not. And if the based Tzviya became Tame, the Achar is not. Now, Rav Meir was very makel. He had said that this difference between the base Tzviya and the Achirayim is both in regards to Tameh and Tahar hands, whereas Rav Yossi said no, it was only said in regards to Tahar hands. Now the question is, what does that mean? So that's what Mishnah Chas tells us, Ketzad, how is it that this only applies to Tahar hands? So the person's hands were Tahar, and they had liquid on them, and the outside of the cup was Tameh, if the person put his wet fingers inside the base Tzviya, we don't have to be Chayshesh, then maybe he accidentally touched the outside of the cup. He touched the achirayim, and that would mean that the liquid on his hands is tameh, and that means that he would be metameh the base tzviya. We do not have to be chayshish this. This is the kula that Rabbi Yis is talking about, that there's a difference between the base tzviya and the achirayim when we're talking about tahar hands. Another two dinim, hayashayse b'kais shacharev tmeim, let's say he's drinking from a cup that the outside of his tameh, ain't a chayshish shema nitma hamashke sheva piv b'achari ha'kais. Wouldn't have to be chayshish that the liquid that's in his mouth that he's drinking became tameh by touching the outside of the cup, v'chaz v'timeh ha'kais, and then went back inside and was metame the inside of the cup. And also, kumkum shumar siach, a kumkum, a kettle or an urn that he's heating up, and the outside of it is tameh, we don't have to be chash the liquid went from the inside, touched the outside, and went back into the inside, and was metameh it. These are all things that we are makel with. However, if it comes to the person's hands being tameh, so then we're machmir. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, we continue discussing this din of kalim with the achar and the toich. Klei ha-kodesh, in lahem acharayim v'toich v'in lahem beis tzviya. When we're talking about kalim, which are kodesh, they're from the base Mikdash, then we're very machmir, and there's no difference between the achirayim and the toich and the beis hatzviya. Also, if one part of it became tameh, the entire thing is tameh. Another din regarding kachim, ve'in matbilim kelim besach kelim l'kodesh, we're talking about kelim that are kachim. We are not allowed to take two kelim that are tameh and be toivel one inside the other. Let's say we have a large pot and a small cup. We're not allowed to put the cup inside the pot and be toivel them because we're afraid that one kli is going to rest on the other, making a chatzitza, preventing water from getting to it, and it's not going to be a proper tevila. But again, that's only chumr by kodesh, not by other things. Now, one more din regarding Tumas Kalim, not related to what we've been discussing previously, Kala Kalim, Yardim Lidei Tumasan Machshava. All Kalim can go down to their state of Tumah with Machshava, with thought. That's a literal translation. In other words, if we have a Kli, which is not yet at the state that's Makabal Tumah, for example, he hasn't finished making the Kli yet, or it's just a Kli that's simply not Makabal Tumah. For example, it's a ring that's meant to be used for an animal for one thing or another, and that's not even Makabal Tumah. If a person simply has a Machshava and he decides, you know what, I want this Kli to be finished, or I want to use this ring for a person. I want it to be for people usage, not for animal usage. So then it's Yoyrid Lidei Tumasai. Automatically, just that machshava of his makes it considered a kli, and now it can be Makabal Toma. However, Ve'in an Oilin Midei Tumasan El Bashinoi Maiset. It can't be removed from its Toma, meaning it cannot be taken out of its ability from being Makabal Toma, except if he makes a change to it, he has to do a real Maisa, a real action to it, in order to undo that previous din. Why is this? And that's because the way that it works is as follows. Sha Maisa Mavatal Miyana Maisa Miyana Machshava. An action to a kli could be mevatel another action that was done to it or the thought process he had regarding it. But umachshava ein mevatel slamyan maisa slamyan machshava. Just simply having a thought regarding it cannot be mevatel a maisa he did to it or another machshava he had regarding it. In other words, once a kli already is tamei or it has the status of a proper kli that now could be makabel toma and it has a certain designation to it, the only way to remove that is not by machshava but by a proper maisa, proper action. We're gonna stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with parachavav Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.